This is Bevan, and this is A Coffee with God. It's a daily devotion, or we like to look at it as a daily activation of our faith. We want to journey through the scriptures with the sole pursuit of you and I growing in our loving union with Jesus. A daily rhythm is vital in order to grow in that relationship. I'm going to ask you to check out our website, www.co-church.org, because on there you're going to find other content. There's blogs, there's video messages, and also it's a way for you to get in touch with us. We would love to hear from you. So please check that out and let's listen to today's devotion. Romans chapter 9 and verse 30. What then shall we say? That the Gentiles, who did not pursue righteousness, have obtained it, a righteousness that is by faith. But the people of Israel, who pursued the law as the way of righteousness, have not attained their goal. Why not? Because they pursued it not by faith, but as if it were by works. They stumbled over the stumbling block. The question that comes to mind straight away from looking at that passage of scripture is, who is at the center? It's so easy for us to bring ourselves into the center. It's so easy for us to be the pinnacle of our story, the central figure, the central character. And even in this dynamic with God and us, how easy is it to have me, myself, you, as the center of that dynamic? And that's the wrong way of looking at it. The central figure in this story, this creation story, this love story, this story between God and humanity, the central figure is God by way of Jesus Christ. And this passage is referring to a group of people who weren't striving for a righteousness that came by works, and because of faith in Jesus being the central figure, arrived at a place of being righteous. And then the other group who did strive, who did bring themselves into the center of the story, who by themselves tried to live up to what God had placed before them, they fell short of a righteousness. And ultimately, because it was a righteousness that was driven by self, not one that was lived out through faith, a faith that is in the righteousness of Christ. This is the fundamentals of a life following Jesus. That really, it's a life of surrender. It's a life of letting go and letting God. And it sounds so good, right? It sounds so good to me. And I think to myself, yes, that is it. So why don't I always do it? My hope is that as I choose to find myself in a constant rhythm of drawing closer to Jesus, to finding myself in the Bible, in the Word of God, my hope is that more and more, Jesus is the central figure in my dynamic with God. And less is it me, self. That I would live by faith in God's grace, this unearned, undeserved power unto my salvation and to your salvation. That it's a letting go and trusting. Faith. Faith. We live by faith, not by sight, not by human effort, not by the world's system, not by what society tells us. We live by faith, and it is by faith that righteousness arrives in our life. We don't make it happen. We are not righteous in and of ourselves, but Christ brings that into our life. Father, we thank you for a righteousness that is by Christ, that we access through faith, trust. And we choose again to trust in you, your work on our behalf, and we are so thankful. May you be more central. Every day, may you be more central. In Jesus' name, amen.